All right, we have Canton Mayor Tom Burnaby on our WHBC Newsline, as we do every single Tuesday morning. Good morning, Mayor. How are you?
Hi, Pam. Good morning. Get ready for summer weather. Hi, Canton.
I know. Here we are. It's going to be a hot one over the next several days. First and foremost, what a great turnout and a great event on Saturday, the Stark Pride Festival taking place at Centennial Plaza. And you did a great job kicking things off.
Well, I thank you. You know, that was a first-time event. The organizers did an incredible job. Really, the turnout was I mean, there were people everywhere. It was a great crowd. It was peaceful. I was there early in the afternoon, and then I had dinner downtown, and I was there later in the evening. And just everyone really having a lot of fun, you know, individuals and families, and food vendors, lots of entertainment and so forth, and lots of spillover into the local restaurants and so forth, to my understanding. So it was a good night for downtown.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. All right, so let's turn to City Council and last night. And actually, you honored one of our own.
We did. One of your, of course, I'm sure one of your favorite friends and mine also. I just don't get to see him often anymore, but that, of course, was Joe Palmisano, and used to see him a lot at WHBC, and of course we know him from football and other community undertakings. But Joe was honored last night by City Council for his volunteer work with Ukrainian refugees in Poland earlier this year. He personally took it upon himself to travel to Poland, given what was happening in Ukraine. Spent several weeks there assisting people across the border, and continues to talk to some of the refugees' families that he met, who were now relocated in Italy, to my understanding. So again, great, you know, individual volunteer work, and really we thank him for it, and he was honored for that last night.
Cracked me up because I messaged him. I knew that he was going to be there. He thought that he was going there to speak. And I said, oh, gosh, I thought you were going there to speak, or I would have come. I would have liked to have been there. And he says, imagine, I was sitting there the whole time thinking I only had 3 minutes to speak. You know me. How do I say anything in 3 minutes?
No way.
No way. He could never say anything in just 3 minutes. That's exactly right. But he well deserved. Honestly, he just touched all of our hearts in doing what he did by going over to Ukraine. So, yeah, that was awesome. I love that you did that.
Absolutely.
So what else was on the agenda?
Well, City Council approved the hiring of a new community and economic development director. Really, it's my hire, but there were certain waivers that were needed from City Council. But we are hiring Charisse Freeman. She has approximately 30 years of experience. And again, this is community and economic development, so she will be replacing Rollin Seward. Rollin has been here for about 5 years. He has been the director, and he is retiring July 1. He has just done a great job, and he's implemented several award-winning community development programs, and he's been a welcome liaison in the community. We've been looking for a replacement for him. We have found that person in Sherry Freeman. And again, she's done over 30 years, managed the federal grants and programs, and has worked with the underserved population, and just has the personality and character, and as well as academic standing to step into Rollin's shoes. He did truly a great job and is very well respected in the community, but she is the person to fill those shoes.
All right, very good. Also, Enterprise Zone Agreement. Tell us what that was about.
Yes, we have a new business coming to the city of Canton. That is Teradon Inc. They are relocating from the Navarre area. Teradon will be bringing approximately 13 jobs with plans for future growth. They are a designer and manufacturer of high-pressure water jet systems, toolings, and accessories. They've been in business for over 28 years. We requested, and City Council last night approved, a 10-year, 75% real property tax abatement for their property, and that's going to be located at 4th and McKinley Avenue Southwest. So we welcome them to Canton.
All right. And we've got more events downtown coming up this weekend, right?
More stuff coming downtown. The first thing I did want to mention is this weekend, Saturday, June 18th and Sunday, June 19th. That is the Juneteenth Community Festival at Nemechillin Park. That's located at 12th Street and OJ's Parkway, not downtown.
Oh, right.
Live performances, music, vendors, kids, and so forth, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, noon to 6 p.m. on Sunday. This is a relatively quiet weekend downtown at Centennial Plaza. We do have this week the continuing Palace Theater movies on Wednesday night at Centennial Plaza. This week on Wednesday is The Princess Bride. And again, that's a fun thing to come down to, and a lot of families are coming down. The movies start at 7 p.m., and it's free admission. And the Downtown Farmers Market, which really has been popular in the past, that will begin June 25, and then that will continue every Saturday into the fall.
And also, today is Flag Day. Can't forget that.
It is today, June 14th. Every year is Flag Day, and that commemorates the date in 1777. No, I was not around then. But that is when the United States approved the designs for our first national flag. So this is a date and a week on which everyone's encouraged to fly the American flag. And ours are flying at home, and they are flying in all of our flag poles, as they always do in downtown, with great pride.
And also, we should say Happy Father's Day to you before we let you go.
I wasn't thinking about Sunday being Father's Day, but I thank you very, very much, and congratulations to all the great fathers in the world, grandfathers, fathers, and fathers-to-be.
All right.
Of course, none of them would be what they are without their mothers.
That's right.
Without their spouses and all the wonderful women in the world. So I thank you, Pam, also.
All right. You have a great weekend, and we'll talk next week.
Okay. Thanks, Canton.